Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening to each and every one of you on this wonderful and beautiful Monday evening. Amen. This is April 27th, 2015, and it's your host, Apostle Lawrence Bailey, back with you on the Glory Zone here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you, I'm not as consistent as I like to be on this radio show, but God is blessing me and He's favoring me, and I've just been so busy. But I tell you, I do miss my Blog Talk Radio audience. I miss you, the listeners and the hearers, and those that are out there that support this broadcast. Amen. And I just want to let you know I miss you so much, and probably on every broadcast radio, you always hear me start out saying how excited I am to be back with you, and that's kind of my motto, not through just a gesture or words, but I really mean it. I'm always excited to be back with you all and to celebrate what God is doing in your life and what He's doing in our ministry. And once again, I am excited, amen, to be back with you. And tonight I have an awesome show for you. I have a show that's going to really be very spectacular but supernatural for you, because it's going to help you understand a few things as I've learned and still learning how to really position my heart where God can use it. Amen. The Bible said the heart is deceitful above all. Who may know? Amen. And the heart will wax worse and worse in people's lives if we're not giving ourselves over to the Lord in the right fashion. Amen. So I have to do, without further ado, just first let's just pray. I want to just open this broadcast up with prayer today. I don't often do this, but I want to just pray that you that are hearing this right now live, and you that will hear this later on, will be able to be positioned in your consciousness, in your heart, in your spirit, to really be receptive to what it is that God's going to speak today in this broadcast. And amen. And Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every listener and those that have the audacity to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church themselves, the temple of the Lord. Amen. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will position their heart to be receptive to what you have to speak, that you will position their heart and their mind and whatever's going on in their life right now. Let this be an answer for them today. Let this be a prayer answer, that when they tune into this broadcast or they go back to the show and hit click and press play and hear how this is a show that's been recorded previously, but now is a right time word for them now. Let it make resonation in their heart and on their mind, the tablet of their heart. And let them, God, be transformed by your power, by your love. And Lord, just move on their behalf. Every crooked place in their life, I pray in the name of Jesus that it will become straight. And Lord, let nothing stop this prayer. Let nothing stop this word from going forth to penetrate the areas and the crevices of their life that has been stopped up and contaminated. But let this word go like a two-edged sword, sharper than that, Lord, and cut away all the cancer, all the ideologies, God, all the practices of witchcraft and occult, and all the things that have blinded your people, God, from the truth of who you are. I pray now in Jesus' name that this word will fall on good ground in the hearts of your people in Jesus' name. And if you believe that prayer, I want you to say amen too. Amen. Come on, give God a praise for that. I'll tell you, I'm excited. Let's go right to the book. I know this is a broadcast radio, but I like to give the word and just be sensitive to whatever God wants to do. And today He told me to get on here, and I'll give you this word. And I want you, if you have your Bibles, go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter number 36. Amen. And I want you to go to Ezekiel 36, and I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to give this quick word and just be led how the Spirit is going to lead me, and we're going to just have fun. Amen? So Ezekiel 36, and I want you to go to start at verse 19. And it says this. It says, "And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and according to their doings, I judged them. And then they entered into the heathen, whither they went. They profaned my holy name when they said to them, 'These are the people of the Lord,' and are gone forth out of this land," "but I have pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went." 22 says, "Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus said the Lord God, I do not for this your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen," again, "whether ye went." And when this is the key verses now come here now, with 23 on down, it says, "Now, and I will sanctify my great name." That means separate. He's, you know, the weeds and tares, we don't grow together, but when God begins to cause a great transition and a revolution, and revelation comes down to bring a revolution in our lives, there's a separation. He comes to sanctify now. Amen. So he says, "I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen," again, "which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord of God, which I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Guys, I'm going to sanctify myself in you before their eyes. I'm going to do it right. See, some of you are praying for war, or against warfare. You're praying against things that's happening bad to you. Some of you right now, I feel prophetically speaking, that you are in a place. I've been dealing with a lot of people who have been involved with the occult and not even knowing it was the occult because they was ignorant of the word of God to know how to recognize occultic practices. But the spirit of them, called the Holy Spirit, has been talking to them. But because he's been suppressed down so low in their spirit that the voice of the enemy has been louder than the spirit of God because of what they're around and what they're under. Amen. But what's happening now is God says, in no matter what you have been amongst, I'm coming down to separate the wheat from the tares. I'm coming down to bring a sword. Amen. I'm coming to liberate you. I'm coming to set the captives free. And for me to do that, I'm going to sanctify not only you from the land, but I'm going to sanctify myself in you. I'm going to bring some type of separation within you if you don't make certain choices. But watch what's going to happen for those that's going to be sanctified or separated from the Lord and also those that's going to actually yield themselves to the Lord and what he's going to do for you. Now watch this here. Verse 24 says, for I will take you from among the heathen. I'm bringing you out. And I'm going to gather you out of all countries. There's a remnant being called. Amen. And will bring you into your own land. I want you to say my own land. Now, I can't hear you back, but by faith, I believe you in his spirit. When you hear this, I want you to verbally agree now and say, he's going to take me out of the heathen land and bring me into my own land. That means whatever bondage, whatever Egypt mentality you have, whatever place that you've been going and fellowshipping at, and it's been a place where you know God has not been in a very long time or at all, he said, I'm going to come and I'm going to bring you up out of the land of the heathen. I'm going to bring you into your own land. That's ownership, somebody. Amen. Now watch this now. Not only shall I bring you to your own land, but 25 says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Key verse 26 is, a new heart also, in addition to, will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart. That's the heart that won't forgive, the heart that's been bitter. That's the heart that says, listen, I keep on complaining and murmuring. That's the heart that can't see clear. That's the heart that won't let you love right. It's the heart that won't let you move on past your past. It's the heart that won't even forgive yourself. Amen. That stony heart is the heart that's deceitful above all, who may know but God. God says, I see your condition of your heart. It's the heart that lies to you. It's the heart that makes you make vows that you break. Hello, somebody. It's the heart that causes you to say, I do, to a marriage, but they're ready to separate. It's the heart that says, I do to God, but you cheat on him every day by cheating in prayer. Prayerlessness, not faithful to the covenant you made with him. It's the heart that says, I'm going to do a thing, but renege on it every time. Because the heart that's deceitful can't keep his word. The heart that's deceitful has its own lust and its own appetite, and it has its own craving, and it will not be satisfied until it gets what it wants, when it wants, at any cost. That's the stony heart, the Lord says. I'm coming to sprinkle you with a new water, the water of the Spirit. I'm going to baptize you. I'm going to give you a new spirit. Amen? Before I get ahead of myself, watch this now. I'm going to say it again. A new heart also, 26, verse 26, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Now, you see it right in your Bible here. He said, a heart of flesh. The worst thing you can ever do is try to analyze what the scripture is actually saying. I know there's a Greek and there's a Hebrew, there's other translations, but flesh is flesh. No matter what translation you come to get it, the flesh is the flesh. Amen? And this is this right now where God is saying, I'm going to perform a creative miracle. And now I personally have seen this done. I've prayed for people through internet, through phone texts, and I've seen God physically give them a brand new heart. Now, some people find that hard to believe, but you go ahead and have something going on with your heart. The doctor says, we can't do nothing about your heart, and you call on God to help you, and he sends an apostle or a prophet or somebody that's working miracles for his name's sake. You'll find out that God can do a thing called creative miracles. And let me take away for a minute. A creative miracle or a miracle is not a healing. A healing is a process of things taking place. But guess what? When God does a miracle, that's something only he does. Healing can come from people with a gift. But when miracles are at hand, God is performing the miracles through the vessel. It's his concentrated love aiming towards a particular a particular area, bringing forth a particular clarity to bring a resolution for the area. If they lack something, then it's called a creative miracle. That means what's not there, God will form. What's dead about it and it can't be used anymore, God will recreate it and give you something brand new. So he said, I'm going to give you a new heart here and a new heart of flesh. Then I'm going to put my spirit, he says, in that heart. Do you see what's happening here? So there's a heart transplant. God said, I'm going to take away your old heart and give you a new heart. And then I'm going to do what? Are y'all with me? I'm going to give you a new heart and put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall promise, keep my judgments and do them. What is that saying, people of God? It's saying I'm going to give you the ability to walk on things you sank in. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to give you the supernatural capacity, grace, the ability to walk on things that you once sank in. I'm going to give you the capacity to believe me for the impossible things. I'm going to give you the capacity to live holy without struggle. I'm going to give you the capacity to make a vow and keep it. Y'all with me tonight? I'm telling you, if you just lift your hands right now and say, Lord, give me revelation, I promise you this word is going to hit your spirit. And I'm talking fast because I don't have much time on this broadcast. It's only a 30-minute show, and it goes very quick. I want to pray for some of y'all by the Spirit, amen, and prophesy over your life. But I'm telling you right now that the word of God is rich right now. I'm not out of word. I'm just out of time. But I want you to get this in your spirit. I want you to get this resonating in your heart that you know that God is going to separate you from the weeds and the tares. Now, don't be like Peter, to ask the Lord a question about is that you on the water? And God, Jesus had the audacity to respond. The destiny to respond was not a gesture, not a statement, but he made a command. Amen? And I was talking to a young lady the other day, and it was just a wonderful conversation, and I love the revelation God gave her. Although God gave me a revelation about water being equated to spirit and life, or life rather, she said, I asked the question, I said, what do you think that means in the scripture? She said, well, spirit, meaning the water represents spirit. And I love the revelation God had given her. I was very fascinated with that term because it's very important for people to come out of the outer court and step into the realm of the spirit. Bible says, when you worship me in the spirit and in the truth. So I love the revelation God had given her, amen, that mentioned how you had to step into the spirit. So Peter stepped off of the boat, which was the outer court, and stepped into the spirit of truth, amen. And that now we know that once you're in the spirit now, and once you are in life, water represents life, what happens now is you now have to hear a command. It is the spoken word, amen. Not the written word, but the spoken word that brings a reality, a revolution. It brings a revelation of your now moment. Do you get that? I'm going to say it slower. The written word is different from God's spoken word. The written word is the letter. The spoken word is the revelation of now, that God said, I'm going to use that word now. So when a young lady spoke it, she said, well, I believe that it means if he stepped off from the boat onto water, meaning into the spirit. That was exactly right what happened. He stepped out of the outer court of himself and stepped into the spirit. Coincidentally, or look at this scenario, that Peter, that walked with Jesus, was the same man, the same disciple, the same apostle, that Jesus said, okay, who do you say I am? And he's the one that responded correctly. It was the same anointing, the same revelation that he tapped into from a futuristic place called glory, heaven. He tapped into the kingdom of God and tapped into the heart of God and noticed the revelation of who Jesus was. And the Lord said to him, upon this rock I will build my church. Not upon Peter, but upon the revelation of the office, the positioning, and the realm of the spirit that Peter was in. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, like I said, the God gave me the revelation of what water was, meaning life, and gave the revelation to the young lady that the water represents spirit. Likewise, if you are in the right spirit, you can't be in the wrong spirit. If you are living in life, you can't have any death. Do you understand that? No death. If you are in the right spirit, you can't be out of the spirit. If you're in the spirit of God, then you can't falter. So this word is saying, I'm going to cause you to walk in my statutes. I'm going to cause you to walk on things that others are sinking in. They sinking because of their unbelief. They don't obey me because of their unbelief. They don't do what I ask them to do and do it fully and completely with a pure heart because they don't believe me. See, some of y'all think that I'm a good Christian on Sunday and Friday and whatever else you go to services. Listen, that's not biblical. The only time God mentioned Christian was about one time, and after that, Christianity was really equated to paganism. But God also talked to the saints, the believers. The saints, the Bible says, God reveals his mysteries to. Not the Christians. The saints God reveals mysteries to. You see that? So if you want mysteries of God to be unfolded to you, you got to position yourself amen, in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of truth, in the spirit, in life. Amen. I tell you today, I charge you, live. I command you to live in Jesus' name. You will not die. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what you're faced with right now. I don't care how hard the situation is or how hard it's like a big dilemma. I challenge you and charge you in the name of Jesus to rise up and give your heart over to him. Let him bring you up out of the place of the heathen. Let him bring you up out of the place of muck and mire. Let him bring you up out of the place where you see that you're sinking in. And let him raise you up to a higher standards that no man can bring you down. Because God says, well, if you abase yourself under the mighty hand of God, he said, in your due season, you see, I will exalt thee and I will cause you to soar in the rain. So I'm challenging you right now. Don't let people bring you down. The same people that put you up will bring you down. But let yourself be exalted by God. And when God places you up on a mount, nobody can bring you down. I wish somebody would just lose their mind for a minute and clap those hands. I know there's a radio broadcast, but I thought I'd preach it. I wish somebody would just go ahead and clap those hands and be rejoice by faith. See, you don't need an audience. You don't need a Hammond organ. You don't need a drum set. But just make a loud voice right now, a voice of triumph, and begin to bless God right there in your living room. Bless God in your phone right there while you're driving. And just bless God right now by faith that the word is coming out of this phone here. Come on, somebody. Just begin to rejoice just for a few seconds. Just a few seconds. Just begin to rejoice and thank God for the revelation. Thank God. I'm making out some of the words this man of God is saying. I know we're going very quick, but I'm telling you, just thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for the word. Thank God he's changing your heart and he'll put his spirit into your new heart, and you won't hurt like you've been hurting. You won't sink like you've been sinking. You won't have failure in your life. You will have success. Amen. I feel that for somebody right now. You won't fail anymore. You're going to have success. In the name of Jesus, you're going to be above and not beneath. You're going to win and not lose. Amen. I wish somebody would just rejoice right now. I was somebody who would just believe the word of the Lord. Believe the word of the prophet, and you shall prosper. You believe what God is telling you, you just get established. But believe in the person he has sanctioned to speak over your life right now. I'm your now prophet. I'm your prophet for the hour right now. And God has placed me strategically in your life to prophesy over your life, not foolishness, not just houses and cars and lands, but prophesy your redirection, your repositioning in the realm of the spirit, in your relationship with God. I come to restore you back to a relationship with Jesus Christ. The reality of who he is, and not the rumor. Not the person you get to hear about, you get to hear talked about, and everybody's relationship. No, I come to bring you to a place where you can meet him for yourself. I'm your now prophet. I'm telling you now, I just declare right now, in the decree of your life, that you are blessed. I rebuke every curse that's been spoken into your ear gates. I rebuke every false word, every false identity. I don't care if you are preaching, if you're trying to prophesy, or do anything that you think is good of God, if it's not where God has called you to be, I rebuke false covenants. I rebuke false positions that you've been given that you're not supposed to be operating in. You're going to make a mess of yourself and everybody else. I rebuke that spirit of lies and false positionings. And I ask the Lord right now to reposition you into the place where you can flow, where you can soar and be effective for his kingdom, where he gets all glory from it and you don't make a mess out of your life and somebody else's. I rebuke the spirit of disposition. I rebuke the spirit of division. I relocate you now from where you were to where you are now in right standings with God. I release you. Your sins be forgiven now. Every sin you've ever done from before this call, before this broadcast, you be forgiven now. You forgive yourself now. You forgive others in the name of Jesus, and you be free right now in Jesus' name. I wish you a blessed God with those blessed hands, with that blessed mouth, with the fruit of your lips. Just open your mouth and bless him. Just receive the anointing as it's flowing right now. Yokes are being destroyed out of your life. Glory to God. I say yokes are being destroyed out of your life by the power of God that's moving and flowing through the airwaves. Somebody's going to receive this later on, and they're going to sense some woman with breast cancer. I see a lump in the left breast, and there's another woman with a lump in the right breast. Yes, Lord. And there's another woman I see with a cyst on the ovaries. Those lumps, those cysts right now are shrinking by the power of God now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. There's three people I see, a woman with issues of blood. God, your cycle is changing. It's going to be normal. And an even flow is going to happen. God is repositioning your menstrual cycle, and you won't have the problems you've been having. The flow, the blood is drying up now, and you'll see an even flow in about 2 months. A recycling is happening. A recycling is happening. You have a new wave of cycle. Won't be what you have been used to before because you haven't had a consistent cycle. Three women have not had a consistent cycle for a very long time. God's going to start you on a new cycle in 2 months. You're going to see a new cycle and a new positioning after this blood is drying up now, and you will not have that flow anymore, and you will not be disturbed by this botherment anymore in Jesus' name. Receive your healing in your body. Those cysts, I see it again. They're dried up. Feel for those cysts. Feel. Get them checked out by the doctor. You'll see that they're dried up. Those lumps in the left and the right breast of those two different women, you'll check your breast now and feel, see that the lump has dissolved. In Jesus' name, prostate cancer, and then Jesus, this gentleman, is an older gentleman, probably in his late 60s, amen, and the doctors give you bad news about your prostate, sir, and God said, you're a Caucasian fella, you kind of got a black and grayish hair, and you're having problems in your prostate, and also some elements in your stomach, amen, some elements of some tissue damage, and some things that are happening in your stomach where you can't hold food, and it gives you a lot, some type of hypertension and some type of gas happening in your stomach, amen, that gives you an easy feeling. It cramps up your stomach, but also there's other things happening in your prostate area. The doctor's trying to diagnose you with prostate cancer by rebuking in Jesus' name now, sir. And I want you to go back to the doctor, and I want you to report back to me. Find me on Facebook, Apostle Lawrence B. Bailey, or find me somewhere on this Brock Talk Radio. And I want you to write me. I want you to call me and tell me what God is doing for you. You're going to see that cancer is gone. That prostate is healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Lord, there's a young kid. There's somebody that's going to listen to this. Your young child has hit them, hurt their arm. I see like in a sling or a cast, some type of thing. That right arm. I want you now, the power of God, to touch that young kid's arm in that elbow area, somewhere where the elbow area is. And something dislocated or something broke or something there. But God, to touch in that arm on that kid, the right arm. I want you to take that kid now, whoever the child is. I want you to be able to move that arm. You see that the Lord is touching that healing that arm right now. I give you praise for the miracles. So many miracles are happening right now. I want you just to bless God right now for what's happening. Some of y'all are skeptics about what's happening right now because you don't hear an audience. But trust me, I have a good trademark with the Lord. The Holy Ghost do not lie. We've seen cancer healed. We've seen the dead raised physically, not no made-up stuff. We don't play games with this thing here. This is people's life. We don't play games with people's emotions. Amen. We don't do psychology here. This is spirituality. This is the love of God coming down to migrate to the people and get them healed and delivered and free. Amen. I'm telling you, many miracles are happening right now. That young baby, check that baby, and you see her arm is moving now. Her arm is moving. It's not broken anymore. The bone is repaired. You'll see it's fine in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody here is going to hear about this. They want to go back to school. I sense that God's going to give you a free scholarship. The money's going to be paid for. You won't worry about your books, and you'll see everything taken care of. Schooling is being taken care of right now. God's opening doors for schooling in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Louise, I hear Louise. I don't know who Louise is. Louise, God is calling you closer to him, Louise. You've been struggling, but God said, Louise, come closer to me. And God says, as you come closer to me, I'm going to begin to draw closer to you. I'm going to make myself known to you. I'm going to reveal myself and manifest myself to you, Louise. Louise said, God said, you will wear like a purplish kind of shirt right now. And God said, if you just begin to just cry out to me, I'm going to change every course of your life in the name of Jesus. Louise, that's the word for you. That's the word of the Lord for you. Just lift your hands right now, Louise. I don't know who you are. I don't know how you're going to hear about this, but I'm telling you, you need to lift your hands and receive what God is telling you because God is calling you closer to him. And he said, the things that you have seen in the past, you will see no longer. Glory to God. He's also doing a work in your body as well, and also your finances are going to turn around. But God didn't trust releasing certain finances to you, Louise, because he didn't want it to go into the wrong hands. You've been used. You've been abused. And God said, I'm going to change your heart first. You would now know how to appropriate the things to wisdom that will place in your life in the future. In Jesus' name, receive that, Louise, and go in peace. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I am so much not out of word, but I'm out of time. They gave me the signal already to wrap up. And I'm telling you, I want you to tune back. I'm going to try to be back with you on Wednesday if possible. I pray. Listen, call somebody. I'm on here usually 6. Be on Facebook and look out for me posting these things. I'm going to do my best to be back with you either tomorrow or Wednesday again. Amen. If you miss me, then you can go back and listen to the show. Check me on Blog Talk Radio. You'll find out what I'm doing there. You'll see God's hand moving on your behalf. You can also call in for prayer. You'll see great things happening in that sense. Amen. I want to just bless each and every one of you that's listening. If I didn't call your symptom or your situation out, don't you be afraid. Don't you upset. Listen, God is touching your body. By faith, receive. Amen. And guess what, beloved? Only believe. Only believe. That's what you need to take with you. Only believe. Signs, wonders, and miracles need your leadership. I'm going to teach that another day. Signs, wonders, and miracles need your leadership. Maybe Wednesday I'll teach it. But until then, I'm your host, Apostle Lawrence Bailey. I am signing off right now on Blog Talk Radio, The Glory Zone. It's been a wonderful time with you. I pray this word has resonated to you. I pray it's been a blessing for you. And I pray you tune in next time again. Invite somebody. I'll talk to you real soon. God bless you. Love you.